Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
That was Dr. Charles Nkalev, international relations consultant, basically or effectively saying that it is us, it's me, the media, because I represent the media, and we have created this whole concept that what? Mukundi, help me out. What was he saying? That effectively Russia's fighting in their own territory. South Africa is absolutely right to be neutral, and it's only us, the media, that are painting this in another way. I said, no, it's not me, the media. It's me as a human.
It's me,
because I represent. I'm not even the face of my family, let alone the media. Either way, good timing, Professor Anton Haber. Thank you. Help me out here. Are we always meant to be neutral? Because I can't be. It's too big an ask.
No, I don't believe that we can be we can be truly objective. We can aspire to it. We can be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
We can be open-minded. But certainly in times of heightened conflict, war, and crisis, it's often difficult, if impossible, to be neutral. But it doesn't mean. I mean, I think the bottom line is that as a journalist and as a media outlet, one has to try and be balanced.
Of course.
And fact-based.
And
transparent. Right. If you have a point of view, your listeners must know.
They know. They know. I found out if there's one thing I can't hide, it is what is my point of view on this. And maybe that's not good. Maybe it is. I don't know. But the point is that surely and in fact, even the statement that says that South Africa by voting to abstain and China abstaining is a neutral act, I would argue that it's not a neutral act. That's a very, very clear indication as to where they stand. And we've seen that certainly in the case of South Africa, backed up by all sorts of other very, very strange statements, including one where they've either chosen to misunderstand Russia today's the situation with regard to Russia today, or just haven't really bothered to understand what goes on there. It's all very, very confusing. Should we even be arguing about neutrality?
Well, you know, in some circumstances, it's an option.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa, if there's a clear moral position to be taken, then it isn't. Then you're quite right. Then remaining neutral is just a way of avoiding
Absolutely.
The moral position. So neutrality is often just a cop-out.
Absolutely.
And it's not as if we can play a useful role by being neutral, I don't think.
Well, absolutely. We certainly haven't seen anything that followed that at all. The discussion around Russia today is a very fascinating one, because inherently we chafe against any form of censorship. Now, just to be clear, and we've mentioned it to our listeners before, mentioned it to you before, Russia Today was not removed because of a political or any other position by MultiChoice. They have no choice but to remove it, because they're not receiving the supply, or they're not receiving it. That aside, I'm fascinated by the conversation around it. Should we be removing these types of outlets, news outlets? Shouldn't we? What is your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm afraid it's complicated. Broadly, we should always be listening to the other side. One should always be open. One should not close outlets because you don't like what they're saying.
Great.
That's what Putin does. Putin, mm-hmm. we're lambasting Putin for closing all the critical outlets in his country, which we can see is having a terrible effect on Russian people's, ordinary people's awareness of the war and the implications, and getting a completely one-sided view. So I think that illustrates clearly that we are better, we are stronger, we are more likely to do good rather than harm in an open society where we stay open to all ideas, even if we don't like them. But let me add two caveats that I think we must honestly confront. The first is that it is a war situation, and Russia today is a tool of war. One should have no doubt.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not a public broadcaster. It's a state broadcaster.
Ah.
It's the voice not just of Russia, but of Putin himself.
Right.
So one does have to just think about the implications of that.
Right.
Secondly, you know, there's a differentiation. You know, the Western stations may have their own biases, but their basic principle on which they operate is is fact-based, is to say we strive for the truth, we have a point of view, but we try and be balanced and we try and base it on facts. That is fundamentally and very different from those stations, and I would highlight Russia Today and Fox News mm-hmm. as examples
right.
that are not concerned about truth, that are prepared to be dishonest, to spread a falsity for their own purposes.
That's interesting. Would you classify Russia Today and Fox in the same as broadly the same?
In that sense, I mean, they're not the same in the sense that Fox is an independent profit-making enterprise.
Right. They're not a voice of
Russia
a particular
TV
person.
TV is a state enterprise.
Right, right.
So they're different, but they're the same in their attitude to truth.
Ah, okay.
What it suits them to say, they say, they're happy to lie, distort, or omit truths. And that, and one mustn't doubt that that is pretty dangerous. We've seen the dangerous effect that can have.
Mm, So what does that mean then? And we know, certainly from my own experience, when I have asked to be on Russia Today a number of times, it's implicit quite clearly, in fact, that you can't say anything negative. And if you do, that whatever you've said doesn't air, or if you say something negative about either Putin or Russia. So that means it's very, very deliberate, and we now know that. Does that mean, to the extent that Russia Today is a propaganda machine for both Putin and the Russian government, that there would be justification in saying, during a time of war like this, this should be removed from our screens?
My view would be, particularly since South Africa is aspiring to be neutral, that the way to deal with the problems of untruth and propaganda is not by taking them off the screen. We need for all media an effective way in which to manage untruthfulness and disinformation. And we have a good methodology for doing that with our internal, you know, which are subject to regulations that require them to account for truthfulness and balance.
Right. Right.
The gap we have is that we don't regulate international media.
Right.
So anything goes, and that's fine until there's malicious and dangerous disinformation.
Absolutely.
Because we know that can have terrible effects.
So essentially what you're saying is, if I can summarize it, because I am being gestured to in studio that they want me to wrap this up, essentially what we're saying is that we broadly do not encourage and move towards a censorship, but we do have to be extremely circumspect, especially at a time like this, and make sure that there is a clear understanding of what it is in terms of news that we're consuming. Would that be an adequate summation of that?
It is, yes. You know, I'm in favor of a limited regulation that makes media account for the facts and the truth and balance.
Professor Anton Harbour, thank you, as always, Executive Director of the Campaign for Free Expression.